Yes, sir. And what is your name, sir?
It is Cecil Yates, 155077.
Okay, hold one moment. Who has Mr. Yates?
I do.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will be chairing your hearing, so just hold on, sir, and he'll be with you very shortly.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Okay, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your revocation hearing. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, Honorable Mary Canonis, Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also, in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, and did my wife make it in there today?
There's no one in the gallery at this point in time.
She probably couldn't find it. Okay.
Okay. Alright, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases this afternoon. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. But in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. For phase one, sir, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. And if you think it's false, we'll get information from Mr. Turner, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7. Has been located by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about November 29, 2017 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 6, 2017. That true or false, sir?
I didn't speak with my parole officer, but if that was one of the directives and I didn't follow it, then it must be true.
Okay. And then allegation number two is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12F. Has been demonstrated by your failure to report to the Western Regional Parole Office, WRPO, 801 South 16th Street, number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about December 1st, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yeah, I did not. I never left my residence, but I did not report.
Okay. So based on the admissions of Mr. Yates, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agreed. By Mr. Johnson and Mr. Canovas. Okay, sir, we're getting ready to move into phase two of your hearing, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So please stay on the phone, and I'll be back with you in a couple minutes.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Yates was released from ADC custody on 11/27/2017. He was arrested on 3/16/2018 by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. No new charges. Back to ADC custody on 3/16/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7/8/2018 with 105 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 11/9/2000 dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. Also in 2000, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year. 2000, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. 2005, flight from law vehicle, 3 years. 2008, flight from law vehicle, 2 years, 3 months. 2008, resisting arrest, 1 year, 9 months. 2011, aggravated assault, 5 years. This is his sixth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.3. mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. He is a suspected white supremacist criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS release, absconded, arrested, reinstated by the DOEC. Absconded, arrested by MCSO on new charges, revoked by DOEC. 2007, TIS release completed 5 months. 2009, TIS release completed 3 months. 2015, TIS release, arrested on tech violation and by ADC and revoked by DOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with violence, drugs, and possession of weapons noted. He has a GE score of G7, V9.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Yates, I'm going to go over a summary of your case supervision at this time. Says you approved to live with your wife.
Yes, sir.
How do you say it? Talina?
Yes, Talina Vicky Yates.
That's
right. Yeah, sure. Oh, okay, your wife is here now.
Okay.
And that was in Goodyear.
Yes, sir.
And did you stay there until you were arrested, or did you leave when you absconded?
I was back and forth from my mom's and hers. My residence never changed. But I would just go out and visit with my mom. I wasn't trying to run. The day I got arrested, I knew MCSO was coming out there. My mom said, you know, when I come out there, you know, we'll get it taken care of.
Okay. You were assigned a task for random drug testing, but you failed to submit a urine specimen on November 29th, 2017. Did you drop any relays while you were out there?
No, sir. I did go to Alhambra directly from the street. I was clean the day that you ate me in Alhambra. I was not on drugs. I don't use drugs. That's a thing of my past.
Okay, so...
That's the only thing I've got to show you that I wasn't on drugs was the UA the day I was arrested.
Okay. According to this, though, that you were supposed to report to the Western Regional Parole Office, and you failed to do so, and according to what our record showed you, you had 105 abscond days. What were you doing, sir?
I was really just stressed out. I spent a few days of that in the hospital. I got bit by a spider. But I know you've seen my record now, and you see that it's pretty harsh. I've got grandkids, I've got clean kids that are not doing well, and all those years away from my family, which barely know me, I was, you know, nervous of losing them, and I was just trying to hold on to that. And I know I made a mistake. I should have owned up and been a man about it and just taken care of it, because it would have been done by now, and, you know, none of us would have to be doing this today. You know, and I'm on the verge of losing. I don't want to lose my family. I can't do this no more. I know that. You know, I've shown I can do parole, you know, in the past, and I've got a lot of good things going for me if I'm given another chance, because I can't do this no more.
Well, but yeah, you'd have been out a month ago.
I know.
Done what you were supposed to.
I just owned up and just done what I needed. I know that. I just, a lot of anxiety after all those years of not being with my people, it weighs on someone. And, you know, at the time I didn't make the greatest decision. I regret it. You know, that old saying, hindsight is 20/20. You know, but that, you know, I know I made mistakes, and I'm, you know, I own up to them.
Pardon me. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time, sir.
Yes, sir.
No questions? Okay, Mrs. Yates, would you like to address the board?
Yeah, I would like
if you would like, if you'd like to speak, we need to go. Yes, and because we were doing this telephonically and our system was messed up, could you step in front of the podium so that
sure. So
this is the only speaker to do?
Okay.
So before you say anything, though, I need to swear you in.
Sure.
Okay, you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yep.
Okay, could you state your name?
Tony Yates.
And tell us what you'd like to tell us.
I would like for him to come home. He's the sole provider of my home. He is my emotional support. Where we have, like Keith said, we're having issues with our family, and I would like for him to be here to help us, you know, get through what we're going through. He's just my everything.
Okay.
And my kids, they miss him, and they want to live at home.
Okay. So let me see if any questions from the board. Okay. Anything else you'd like to say, ma'am, at this time? Okay.
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak?
You want to talk?
No. Thank you. Okay, sir.
Mr. Chairman. Oh. I'm on a mess. On 12-1-17, poor Officer Paulo conducted a home visit to his approved address. Sponsor told him that the offender left the residence the night of 11-30-17 following a verbal altercation, and she was asking in case she had heard back, or the person, I don't know exactly which address this is, to have him contact. If Mr. Yates never contacted his PO. On 12-13 of 2017, APR letters were mailed out to the following addresses: 4310 South Bullard Avenue in Goodyear, Arizona, 85338, and 19035 West Portland Street in Buckeye, Arizona, 85326, and the third address is 3976 East Lark Drive, Camp Verde, Arizona, 86322. Mm-hmm. And then, so the Absconder Reduction Program letters were mailed out. There was never a response. Also, I'm reading the note on 31918, arrested on 316 by Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. ADC warrant taken to ARTC. Family wanted him off the property, no new charges.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Yates, we're nearing the end of your hearing. Your wife has addressed the board on your behalf. Now we'd like to, before we go into discussion, make a determination, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, give us any other information you think might be pertinent. We just ask that you don't repeat information that you've already given us. So now is your opportunity, sir. Mr. Yates?
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you'd like to address the board, you can.
Oh, right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The one thing I didn't add is I have employment with Austin Electric. Their office is out of Goodyear, Arizona. I trained with them. I did your guys' Arizona at Work program through DES at the Sunrise location. And I do have employment when I get out. I have transportation. So if given another chance, I have all the pieces in place to do correct and be successful. If you guys are wanting to give me another shot at this, I'm not gonna let my family down for one or you guys. And I guess that's my final statement. And thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, the board's going to go into discussion now. We'll be speaking amongst ourselves to make a determination on your case. We want you to stay on the phone, but remain silent. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. Once we've made a decision, I will get back with you, and we'll finish up your hearing. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, this is an unfortunate case for sure. Mr. Yates wanted to do the right thing, but he got caught up in being around his family, and sounds like there were some issues anyway. But the 105 days of abscond time is something I can't overlook. That is just an awfully long time to not even contact the PO, especially when attempts have been made to get him to call in. And I know the abscond reduction program offers right up front a chance to wash any warrants that are out there if they make contact. So I, based on all this, I'm not in favor of returning Mr. Yates to community supervision. However, he only has 2 months, almost to the day, 2 months left, and he'll be out without having to worry about Department of Corrections or reporting to anybody. And then he'll be able to reside where he likes. Primarily, that's a discussion from any of my fellow board members of Jersey. Okay. All right, so based on all the information in warrant number 2017W4112, and Mr. Yates' testimony, the information we received from Department of Corrections, and the information from his wife, Mrs. Yates, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Yates as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, very specifically 105 abscond days, where we have no way of knowing exactly what type of activities he was involved with during that time. That is my motion.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. So, Mr. Yates, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You have right at 60 days left, 2 months, and when you get out in July, you will not be responsible to the Department of Corrections anymore. You'll be able to do what you want, but it'll be up to you to follow the rules of the community so that you don't get in trouble again and end up back behind bars. So we do wish you luck. We do want to see you succeed, and we really don't want to see you back in here. Not that we don't like you, but this is not a place that we like to see people. It'd be nice if we didn't have as much job security as we have. But anyway, we do wish you luck. We hope that you can get all your ducks in a row, so to speak, between now and July, and when you get out, you'll be able to be a productive citizen, take care of your family. Did you understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this will end your hearing, and would you please put the CO3 back on the phone?
Yes, sir.
For us, am I correct?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Okay, we'll be ready when you are.
Okay, just a moment.
Hello? Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?